Hey,
how you doing? How you doing, friends? I haven't done one of these in a while. Gosh, I don't even know how long it's been. Last time there was one of these episodes. It said the Ultra Watermelon. That must have been like in the middle of the summer or something. That must have been a while ago. Today I walked from work to the nearby burger joint. Now I know what you're thinking, Locathor. Some sort of cheeseburger? What have you got for us? Well, if you've read the title to this episode, which I'll inevitably put once I'm done recording all this, you'll see that the title is actually that we are focusing on the Mountain Dew Baja Punch today. There's also half a Subway sandwich left. I ate the first half off air because Troy and Brett are not a fan of the munching sounds. So we're gonna do minimal munching sounds this episode. But I am gonna take a drink. I've never had Baja Punch before. I've had Baja Blast, of course. Baja Blast for 10 years. Very faithful, reliable flavor. Baja Blast is not gonna let you down. You know, you need to move a shelf, Baja Blast will help you out with the truck. You know, that's the kind of flavor that Baja Blast is. Baja Punch, it's orange. There's some sort of blob creature that looks like maybe, I think it's supposed to be like a squid. It's a squid with sunglasses, or maybe an octopus. I think it's an octopus, yeah, because it's got more of the flat head, not the diamond head. So we're looking at an octopus wearing sunglasses, holding like a drink, like a fruity alcoholic drink glass with a little stem, and it's holding the glass by the stem. And in the glass is presumably the Baja Punch. There's also a slice of some sort of citrus, maybe orange, probably because the whole flavor is orange colored. And there's also cherries. I don't see on the package, it doesn't give us any indication as to what the flavor is going to be other than Baja Punch. Oh, dew with a blast of natural, artificial, tropical punch flavor. All right. So, well, let's just have a drink. This is good so far. I'm getting that sort of kind of the gummy bear Jolly Rancher flavor. Like it's an exceptionally artificial feeling flavor. Let's have another taste. Okay. So if you were imagining that we would have some sort of cross between, say, Livewire and Code Red, just based on the cherry and the orange going on here, you'd be right. What makes it Baja? I'm not sure, but it has the Baja nature. The Baja nature is within this drink. The Baja element is is that it's sort of, it's not exceptionally fizzy. It's not a strong, it's carbonated, but it's not so strong that it's like you touch it and it fizzes up at you. But it has the aftertaste, sort of the tingle on your tongue of a carbonated drink without having the initial bite of a carbonated drink. Like some carbonated drinks, you drink them and it's like assaulting your face. It's like exploding in your mouth. This isn't like that. You just get that after buzz of the carbonation at the end. But it goes down smooth and then just buzzes. And I feel like based upon Baja Blast and now this Baja Punch, I think Baja must mean just that tingly aftertaste. Now there's also an additional Baja flavor that I think it's yellow. I think it's pineapple. And so I got both. It's, you know, you buy two, you get the discount, that sort of thing. It's a gas station soda. And I don't know. I'll have to decide once I've done recording this segment if this segment will be the whole episode and then the second flavor will be another episode, or if I'll just, you know, pocket this segment and then send it out later once I've recorded the second episode, the second segment on another day. Let's see. Scores. Oh, yes. Friends, please hold on one moment while I pull up the scores. Now, there has been some controversy as to the categories that should be used. I believe Dan K was strongly in the camp that you have to, that if you're gonna do, like, if you're gonna satirically copy someone's satirical drink categorization categories, then you have to stick to it even when you change what it is you're reviewing, that's a strong part of the humor. Whereas it seemed to be more Brian's position that you should take the format and then reinterpret it, like keep changing it, keep updating it to the new type of thing. So Dan was very pro keeping a milkiness category, even though we're not even drinking milk anymore. And Brian wanted it to be, like, because we're doing so many energy drinks, it should be drinkiness for an energy drink, you know, something like that. And that's all possible. I think that fundamentally, both sides have merit. I would like to keep the rating to 600 points. I feel like if we're going to pick an obscure thing that we use to evaluate these, like to assign a number to the experience of consuming a product, that we might as well score a number out of 600. So far we've been having each category as out of 100 points. But like, do they have to be six categories of 100 points? Could we have one category of 600 points? That might go too far. That might stretch my reviewer skills beyond comprehension, you know? It would be so emotionally heavy to assign a single out of 600 points score and to get it correct. Because, I mean, of course, anybody could pick a number, but you have to pick the number that's the right number, all right? And science is difficult like that, which is why we split up these numbers, all right? So we're not just picking a number. These are verified facts, all right? I want to be clear. So let's think about, if we were, I'm going to have another drink. We're going to think about the drinkiness, about using a drinkiness score. We'll take the Brian position for a moment. Okay. This is a pretty drinkful drink. I'm going to, let's see. Let's open up a Google spreadsheet. I hope that this typing does not offend you too much, friends. Let's see. So we're going to go to B1, and then we're going to say equals sum of B2 colon B1000. You know, we don't care exactly. We can just stretch it. And, you know, personally, I like giving these things I put a yellow color in the background if there's a formula. That's just a convention that I use when I do, like, different spreadsheets. I always use yellow if there's a formula, and then green if I'm supposed to type in something myself. And let's see. So Let's see. So milkiness will be one category, and then we'll put drinkiness as another. There's no reason to. There's no reason that we can't do both. Now, let's give a little bit of a nod to other people on the AOLP Discord, because that's really what I think the audience of this podcast is. So I'm just thinking lately of Ryan's playthrough of Bastion. I'm gonna put a made me cry category, because really that last episode of Bastion, absolutely fantastic. And I might have said this already when I recorded something that isn't yet released or something. I may have said that, but I'm gonna get this out definitely, like today or tomorrow, you know. So I want you to know, Ryan, incredibly well done. So we got a drinkiness, a made me cry category. Let's put graphics here, and then sound. Of course, graphics and sound. We'll put gameplay. What was it that Milkiness has? Tastiness, that's basically gameplay. Creativity. Yeah, we'll put creativity. Value, we'll put value, but we won't assign too many points to it. So we'll have creativity, value, gestalt. So gestalt is like how well the whole thing comes together. I don't know that gestalt is the word for that. If it's how well the thing comes together, shouldn't that be like, what's the other word? Gesamtkunstwerk? Isn't that really what the category should be called? And then Zeitgeist is, of course, is it a ghost? So let's go back to the spreadsheet. So we'll put creativity. We'll put value, but we're not going to assign it too many points. Let's see. Gaston. Oh man, how do you spell this? Let's ask Google. Gestamtkunst. So I'm gonna just put in a bunch of letters. Hey, you know what? Google, I didn't. Well, okay, well, what did I write? I wrote Gestamtkunstwerk. I didn't even type it in properly. But you know what? Google knew what I was trying to say. So I love them for that. All right, so we have a Gesamtkunstwerk category, and then is it a ghost? Is it a ghost? All right, there we go. Okay, so is it a ghost? I feel this is an unimportant category, 20 points. Gesamtkunstwerk, that's actually very important. I'm going to put 100 there. Value, I feel like value has a weight of 10. Creativity, that's a strong one. We'll put 80 points in creativity. Graphics, sound, and gameplay feel like they should be 50 points each. What are we at? We're at 360. Made me cry? Actually, I'm going to put 70. I'm going to weight that 70. The milkiness and drinkiness. Well, milkiness is, of course, the most important element. So we're going to put that 100 points. Which means that the drinkiness now has to be 70 points. That's too many. There we go. Okay, so we have a total of 600 possible points in the categories: milkiness 100, drinkiness 70, made me cry 70, graphics 50, sound 50, gameplay 50, creativity 80, value 10, Gesamtkunstwerk 100, and is it a ghost 20. Now we have to decide, out of each of those maximum possible values, where does Baja Punch lie? And I'm gonna take another drink here. Just so that, you know, we're up to date. This is good. Let's start at the bottom. Is it a ghost? I'm gonna go with 2. Unfortunately, the Baja Blast isn't much of a ghost. Going to milkiness. For milkiness, Baja Punch, we could go as high as one. You know, we can go as high as one, and that's fine. Now the drinkiness. Is this a drink? Yeah, it is. My initial inclination is to give it maximum points. But I know if I give it maximum points, then Brian's going to come to me and say, Locothor, is it really as drinky as it could possibly be? Do you really think so, Locothor? Because if you think so, then that's fine. But I don't know that you really think so. He's going to say something like that. And I'm going to have to admit, maybe it's not maximum points. But we have a little bit of an out here, friends. If we take just 1 point off, then we can give it a very nice score. And there you go. Made me cry. You know, if I put this in my eyes, it would definitely make me cry. Not that I'm going to, but just I'm saying so, you know? But it's nice. I love Orange Mountain Dew because that's what I drank in high school. And so, you know, nostalgic memories of playing Diablo 2 for dozens of hours and so forth. And the Baja Punch, which always reminds... The Baja element of any Mountain Dew surely reminds one of Taco Bell, the best of American foods. I think we could go as high as a 6 on the Made Me Cry category. Graphics. Now here we're doing very well. Again, we have an octopus wearing sunglasses. So pretty much that's rocking. Again, I think we'll go 1 point from the top. So 49 points on graphics. Now sound, I haven't listened to it. And I know that there's this hum in the room. I don't know if it's picking up on the mic, but let me just... You know, it's actually got no sound at all. It's kind of a flat soda, so it doesn't really fizz. But that's okay. I mean the bottle sounds correct. Like, when you tap the bottle, it really makes you think that it's physically simulating an actual bottle being tapped. So it's a good reactive interface like that. I think we can go high marks. We can go high marks. We can give it 45 points for sound. Gameplay. You could say I was on like a quest to go to lunch. The reason I was at the gas station is because the burger joint was closed. So I had to divert and do a different side task that I wasn't expecting, was an exciting side task. I don't know, but it took about the same amount of time either way. I wasn't getting exactly what I expected, but I did, like, find sort of... I found a treasure. It just wasn't the treasure I was expecting. So, you know, you can't always get what you want. It could have been a little more interesting, but, you know... We were expecting it only a basic quest. So the fact that it didn't explode into a grand adventure, that's fine. It turned into something a little bit more interesting. So that's pretty good. We were at 45 on sound. I think what we have to do is we have to go back. We have to say that the sound is a 41 and the gameplay is a 45. I think that's what we gotta do. Now the creativity. This is a good category. The Baja element makes it kind of green. So the packaging is the drink itself is orange, and the packaging is like primary color orange, and then the octopus is green with red sunglasses. And then on the other side, across from the octopus, across from the on the logo, there's a jellyfish with a beach ball Are any of these things elements that I personally would have thought of? I don't think so. I don't think even if you gave me an entire year of development time of, like, what is a Mountain Dew flavor, I don't think that I would have said Baja Punch, and then it's going to feature an octopus and a jellyfish. So if they're beating me at Mountain Dew flavors, I feel like the creative team is really putting in the effort, you know? So we can give them a high mark on creativity. How high of a mark? I think voltage. I think Pitch Black and Voltage are more creative Mountain Dew flavors. So we can't give it. We surely can't give it maximum marks, but we can give it pretty good marks. We can say that this is a 74. Yeah. Now value. Like I said, this was a gas station soda. It was. It's a 20 fluid ounces soda, which according to this is 1.25 million milliliters for you non-Americans out there. So it was $3.33, which is like $800 in Canadian dollars, and that was for a pack of two, which is inflated because it's a gas station price, but it's not inflated by much, honestly, because, like, so theoretically, like, a can of soda is a dollar, and this is bigger than one can of soda. A can is 12, this is 20, so maybe this is $1.50, and I paid $3.33, so I'm paying a little bit of markup over just plain, like, two big cans of soda, so I'm basically getting exactly standard value. So we can call it a value of 5. Yeah. And then Gesamtkunstwerk is really, I mean, I keep drinking this thing. I keep drinking it. Can I tell what any of the individual components are? Can I tell that the components have combined in a way that is greater than their sum? Have they combined in a multiplicative fashion so as to enhance and augment each other synergistically? I think so. Not to the maximum possible amount, but to an incredibly powerful amount. Like, much more than you would... Like, you see Baja Punch, and you're like, okay, this is going to be funny joke flavor. And then you sit down to record a podcast, and you start drinking it, and that's actually... It's just really good. Like, if you're going to get an Orange Mountain Dew, I think I would suggest this instead of Livewire. And don't get me wrong, I love Livewire. This is a powerful Mountain Dew. I'm going to give it, I was thinking 67, and then I thought, this is better than Livewire. So I think I'll have to give it a 77. Which is, you know, pretty good. Which, means that we have a total. So... The total is 369. Again, this is out of a possible 600 points. And, you know, thinking back, that sounds correct. There have been more powerful milks. And they're, you know, one Mountain Dew isn't going to necessarily immediately be in the top echelons. Maybe it was unfair to evaluate a Mountain Dew as if it was a milk, but even doing so, 369 for a non-milk in the milk evaluation category is pretty good. If we had changed our categories around and it wasn't getting a 1 out of 100 in one of the categories, it might be doing much better. So this is a very powerful drink. I encourage you all to drink it. I'm going to cut the recording here, and I will decide later. This is so good. I'm not going to say. I'm definitely going to drink the other one on a different day, because this is so good. I'm gonna let it sit for a day on its own. So just, try out Baja Punch, probably at your local gas station.